This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, man, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Always get involved with the program by texting in to the text line 713-572-4610, like this friend here from the 281. Maybe y'all mention it, and if you did, I apologize. But what's up with Christian Harris? And if we could rank the texts that we get on this here text line, that's a top 10 text.
We get
that all the damn time, all season long. Have we heard anything about Christian Harris? And you know what? I'm going to see if I can do something for you, all right?
Yeah.
Right? Call me 21. I might be able to do something for you. Fig, we got this? Okay. So D'Amico Ryans obviously spoke to the assembled media yesterday, as he does on Mondays after a game, on Sunday at least. And he will speak again tomorrow on Wednesday. And we'll probably hear from again on Friday, because D'Amico Ryans, that's his job. But within the course of it, the job of the media is to ask some of these questions, turn them around like the good folks want to know, like what's happening with Christian Harris. And D'Amico Ryans was asked that, and this was his robust, verbose answer.
This week,
of course.
He's good to go. Christian Harris too. Is he back?
You ask about Christian every week. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
But no practice this week for him.
I'll let you know when Christian is back.
The success.
That was it,
man.
That was the whole. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
I'll get back to you.
You ask me about that every week.
The happy smiley nice D'Amico. For the most part, you can hear underneath it, though, it was a little bit of frustration. And I was kind of surprised, like, where this defensiveness came from.
Because it ain't great. I mean, I think we can kind of interpret it, and it's just an interpretation. It's not, any inside info or anything. But it ain't great with Christian Harris. I mean, we saw it happen on the field. They tried to bring him back. He got hurt, and then he's out. And he'll let us know. So the fact that he's saying, I'll let you know, whereas he got, I mean, this is a good week for D'Amico Ryans. Like he's feeling it. He's feeling good. He's talking about Jordan Love. You know, we mentioned that with B. Scott. He's talking about, you know, the running game. And we've got all these things that we can dig in on with D'Amico Ryans.
Correct.
But ask about Christian Harris, I'll let you know.
Right. And obviously the reason why we continue asking, if you're unsure, Christian Harris went on the injured reserve list, was after week one. They tried to get him to go.
Yeah.
And it just did not go. All right. Understand that happens in football. So once you're on the injured reserve, you're eligible to return 4 weeks later. That would have been what? After week
two
five?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Two weeks ago, in fact. Mm-hmm. And hey, Christian Harris comes open. We heard nothing. He was asked. No news on Christian Harris. We'll let you know. Again. No news on Christian Harris. Hey, what's happening to Christian Harris? We'll let you know. And now he is getting upset with that with us as we continue to ask. But again, no news on Christian Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard nothing, and we haven't heard any reason as to why this would continue to string on. And so that is the frustration. I know for me personally, I'm sure for a lot of the fans, as some people are like, yeah, this is a big linebacker problem. And I think the linebacker problem goes wider than Christian Harris, because if Christian Harris isn't coming back and we don't know when he comes back, right? They'll let us know. Now, what light does that put into this week? Now, this week you got a big win against the Patriots, which was great.
Yeah,
Zeez Al-Shaair misses time during the course of this game with a knee, as we like to say in this. He has two, in fact. But yeah, with a knee injury, and he tried to get back on the field. Maybe that's not a big deal. Maybe it is. We'll ultimately see. Especially tomorrow will be big in that, when we start seeing
injury
guys
report,
etc.
Injury
report and those things. Henry To'o, and I really emphasize those parentheses in his name, and I know that's not exactly how you're supposed to say his name. I'm sorry, you'll have to forgive me. But Henry enters the concussion protocol after this game. And so those are your two starting linebackers. And not only are those your two starting linebackers, those are the linebackers that have played a vast majority of the snaps at linebacker for this team thus far. Should they be somehow unavailable, Christian Harris would be the guy that you were like, okay, well, he steps in and he gives you that high-level play against a Packers team that is good and is going to really test you.
Yeah.
Is this an issue for these Texans?
Well, you asked the question, do the Texans have a linebacker problem? The answer is this week, absolutely yes.
Okay.
And let me explain it. Concussion protocol, the vast, vast majority of times when you enter concussion protocol, you're not back the next week. Like, it's got to be over 90%. It's at least 2 weeks. So if he's in the protocol, Toa Toa, I wouldn't expect him back this week. Al Shaair, a knee.
I don't know exactly what the extent is. Obviously, we haven't gotten much there as well.
Yeah.
But that could be an issue at the very least.
A knee means, you know, who knows? And we'll find out, as you said, more clarity.
And it was
starting
great
tomorrow.
It was great that he
did
tried
get
to,
back on the field.
He tried to re-enter the game.
But then you're talking adrenaline. You're talking whatever, you know,
whatever
medications.
You mean. I was like, whatever you mean, something that's in a syringe, right? When you say whatever.
Well, whatever medications, we'll put it that way, might have been involved. So Toa Toa is not exactly, you know, going to inspire you that he's going to play, but we'll see, you know, this week, especially, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you get into the Jake Hansen special teams guy that maybe, you know, when the game's out of hand, as he did, you know, on Sunday, plays a little bit. But
then, he was fine. Like, I don't think there's anything to say negative.
Christian Harris is a no-go. I mean, maybe if you have to, you know, interpret what D'Amico Ryan said, I'll let you know. That doesn't mean this week necessarily.
And that's not just, hey, what's his injury? I'll let you know. That's, is he practicing this week?
I'll let you know.
Which, that's as good as saying no, although also,
I mean,
not good, because, again, it continues to leave this up to speculation as opposed to giving us some level of information that we could then hold on to and work off of.
Yeah, and then, oh, by the way, the Green Bay Packers are going to try to run the bleep out of the ball on you. They got a lot of running backs. They got a lot of ways to come at you. So, questions. Let's just leave it at that. Question marks. Toa Toa, Christian Harris, Al Shaair, and what else? I mean, this week, the answer is this week they have a linebacker.
Yeah, somebody asked yesterday on the text line if, hey, do you think that the Texans would be interested in Devin White? And my initial reaction was, or not interested, should be, because again, I don't know exactly what in that building they are interested in, and it'd be a fool's errand for me to say definitively that I had some level of inclination in that situation. But my instant reaction was no, because Devin White, it feels like he's had a big fall from grace, when it came to his time in Tampa with the Bucs. And then ultimately when he made it to the Eagles, that was a team that was needy for linebacker.
Let him go.
Couldn't get on the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Got let go well before the end of the season. However, I look around and I go, well, okay, I don't think that they would go and get him, but like depth wise, you might need him, because even if you lose those top two guys, now you are running out, as you mentioned, Hansen and Neville Hewitt, who admittedly came in and acquitted himself well during the course of this game.
He was terrific for all things considered.
Came up, hit. It seems like that is one thing that you cannot say that Neville Hewitt is not going to do, is hit. He seems to take some level of pleasure in going and hitting somebody on a football
field.
How about
that top of the rope move that he had
a couple weeks ago? Yeah, out here pulling out a little bit of the WWE on fools. The RKO out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I feel good about that portion of this, but he has a noted kind of What's the right way of saying it? There's a little deficiency when we started talking.
He's got a very defined role.
I like the way you did that.
He's got a very defined.
Much better than what I was going to say. I'm so appreciative that you stepped in that moment because I was going to be mean for no reason.
His very defined role is limited, you know, but that might be where you have to go this week. Al Shaer is going to be enormous because there is not going to be, in my view, Christian Harris, and there is not going to be, in my view, Henry Toa. Like I looked up the numbers. It's been several months, but maybe even last year. Like, the number of players that go into concussion protocol and play the next week is really low. Like, really low.
Yeah, and somebody on the text line reminded us, well, Josh Allen went back into the game.
There are exceptions.
After getting knocked out. He didn't enter the protocol, though.
And he was never in it.
Right?
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
The NFL checked on that, too. Like, yo, did y'all follow the rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they said they followed the rules. They said that they followed their own rules.
It was his chest, Figgy. It was his chest.
Very good. if you say so. But, yeah, like, I'd be lying if I said that this is not going to be a space that I'm watching in the course of this week, particularly tomorrow with practice, once we get injury reports and as we move towards it, because this could pose an interesting challenge. We already know the middle of the field passing-wise is going to be interesting. But, yeah, Neville Hewitt, if he has to get out here and drop back in coverage, and maybe I'll do the thing where I make the comparison so absurd that y'all don't get mad at me for pointing out that maybe there's a little bit less than desired there, which is, you remember that play a couple of weeks ago that I was fawning over where you have Azeez Al-Shaair running with the guy and then ultimately going and making a making a pass breakup, defending a pass?
Yeah.
Neville Hewitt ain't doing that.
No, he's not. It's a very defined role. That he has, and so, he will be picked on. See, that's the other thing.
Tucker Kraft out there looking at it like this.
That's
this,
exactly where I was going.
This might be food.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft. If you haven't heard of him, he is a rising tight end in this league. Like he is really making a lot of plays. They're going to exploit that. The Green Bay Packers, as we sit here today, going into week 7, are the number 2 rushing team overall as a team in the NFL. Like number 2, so they're going to come at you. You're going to need your linebackers. Defensive tackle becomes a premium, you know, to free up those linebackers.
Welcome back to the game, DeNico Autry, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, do they have a linebacker problem? Absolutely this week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, let's hear from DeMeco Ryans about his confidence in this linebacker room.
I'm really proud of Neville and for him to step up in the game when Azeez went down. I thought Neville played really well for us. He was physical. He was flying around, being disruptive. So really proud of Neville on, you know, even on a week where he didn't get many of the reps in practice, he went out and he did his job and did it really well. And with the linebacker spot, we'll see where our guys are this week with Azeez and Henry, see where they are. But some guys have to step up in that role and be able to produce for us.
I mean, pretty standard fare there from the head coach of the team, and you expect nothing less, especially immediately after that game. Of course, you want to give Neville Hewitt his due, because that is true. He did not have a lot of reps coming in, and he steps in immediately, and he is disruptive, and he is very good at what he is asked to do in that situation. I just wonder if the potential, if the next game sees him asked to do more and different, what that looks like. And so I admit, I'm getting out ahead of this. We have not even gotten into practice ahead of the week for the Green Bay Packers.
No, I think this is a great question. In fact, as we start leaning into Wednesday and we start looking forward to Green Bay, I think this is something that a lot of people are going to be talking about, because we're going to see the injury report. We're going to know where these guys are, if they're on the field at all. But no, I think it's a really good question, because what they do with a very good young tight end and running the ball like crazy, the premium is on the linebackers.
Yeah. So
the premium is on the linebackers.
Again, I will use a phrase that I've already begun to overuse, and I will not apologize for it. Watch this space.
Yeah.
When it comes to the linebackers, what's happened with Henry Toto and what's happening with Azeez Al-Shaer? Someone from the 832 said asked, what about Hassan Reddick? He has gotten his freedom to be able to look for a trade from the Jets. He has not played for them. But
he's not exactly what you're looking for.
He's not what you're looking for. Yeah. I don't think that you need him. He is a pass rusher.
Yeah.
He is not a stand-up linebacker, and I don't think that that's what you're looking for at all in this particular situation. As we look at the television, Pat McAfee show, and Aaron Rodgers is doing his hit, and all of a sudden here walks in Devontae Adams. Man, they are doing circus stuff at this point.
Dude, I know you shouldn't do that. I just looked up, and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
And what was y'all talking about earlier?
He spent the night at his house.
It looked like that's exactly what he did.
Just you having a homeboy sleepover. Hey, good for them.
You can see his spend the night bag in
spend
the back.
Spend the night bag. That's backpack. Crazy.
He's got a backpack working.
He got a spend the night bag.
Dude, don't try to tell me, I found out when you found out. Oh, you did not.
Oh, I haven't talked to him about this at all.
Get out of here with that nonsense. That's one of the funniest things I've seen on TV today.
He just slid it. Like, you know how Collinsworth used to slide in on the Sunday Night Football? Here come Devontae Adams out of nowhere. Hey, all right, you wildin'. I'm not saying that out loud from the Twitch. I don't like the insinuation of what you're doing there.
Yeah.
But, there he is, hanging out with his homeboy. Man, that's got to – homeboy Hall of Famers there?
Yeah.
Right, Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, this is the tough thing. I don't think you can put Aaron Rodgers in the homeboy Hall of Fame because he is not helped a lot of homeboys from time to time.
He's helped that one.
I think it's ultimately kind of a net
he's
neutral.
He's helped that one.
Randall Cobb has gotten a lot of burn because of Aaron Rodgers.
Man. Randall Cobb's career was extended.
Aaron
he wouldn't
Lazard
have been in the
right
league
now.
If it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. He would have, like, at least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been in the league.
We was the stupid fools that actually gave Randall Cobb a big contract.
You're not the only ones.
That's like LeBron and what's his name that followed him to Cleveland.
Oh, who was it?
Are you talking about Dwayne?
It's a lot of people.
There's a lot. I was thinking
you got James Jones.
Oh, James Jones following him everywhere. Yeah.
You got Damon Jones.
Damon
Jones.
Damon is the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins tried to get in there too at one point.
Yeah. James Jones got the exact equal number of titles of LeBron James, at least before the Lakers one, because he was with them all the way there.
Yeah.
All the way there. But yeah, shout out to the homeboy Hall of Famer. Or at least a homeboy Hall of Fame candidate, Aaron Rodgers, with his homeboy sliding in on another homeboy situation because he's sitting down with his guy, right? When it comes to the Pat McAfee show, the reason he does that all the time is because he's good with him.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them. All right. Now I got to be a homeboy Hall of Famer. Geek on the YouTube said, why Figgy look like the Black Joker? Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Don't do that to my boy.
Oh, man.
Please don't.
That's going to have to be my Halloween costume.
Actually,
actually not a bad
I wish
one.
They hadn't said that because I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can see it now. Oh, well.
Yeah, hate to say it, it's not original, though. I get that all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Well, and Mardi Gras.
That'd be a good one, though. Boss Lady here has a Halloween party every year.
Yeah, you better get ready for it, too.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing for that. I have to figure
just put on
out.
A Jaylen Brown jersey.
Jaylen Brown jersey. Or a James Harden one some people have gone to as well. All right, that might be a fallback if I can't come up with something later. All right, you're listening to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for us to get our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app